to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations, located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning. I'm Twanda Black. We want to make Resurrection Weekend big in the ATL. So join us for the weekend, right? Join us for Good Friday prayer service at the Georgia State Capitol South Wing on Friday, April 14th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. as we pray for our state and national leaders. And then on Easter Sunday, April 16th, 5 p.m. till 9 p.m., join us at Centennial Olympic Park as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If your church would like to partner with us, please log on at resurrectatl.com. You know, Psalm 91 says he covers you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. The greatest treasure is him. Apostle is teaching this week, Extravagant Worship is the Key, from the series, Our Season of Increase. Listen in. Here's Apostle Chika.
So God will bless people with things, but the godly he blesses with himself. You see, I've given you so many testimonies of treasures. How can a car come from the factory, brand new, with 5 miles on it, and I get in it? I said, this is not my car. Because as soon as I get in it, I didn't feel the presence of my father. I felt a demonic attack. And I said, no, I wasn't going to get the car. And I left. And later on, one of the ministers talked me into going back, and I called everybody back. I said, well, come, you know. And then we went, and the guy went through all the demonstrating the car and all of that. And finally, I said, okay, I got the car. And every time I'll get in it, you know, I feel this demonic attack. And then everywhere I go, I'm getting all this attention from women and people, and pride was, I said, no, this is not, no. I said, I must return this car. So I'm going to return this car. This is not my car. I was talked out of my original unction. I called Lexus. I told him I need to return the car. And there was a noise that I was hearing. I said, no. This is not my car. And Lexus was saying, well, that I have to prove beyond every shadow of doubt that there's a problem before they can take it. They just can't take back your car. I went to the dealership and dropped it off. I was desperate. Because I don't want to be saying that God has blessed me. And everywhere I go, women are trying to give me numbers. No, I just don't need that kind of, you know, influence in my life. That's a distraction. And if demons, if you keep them hanging around one day, one will slip in. Amen. So I had to give the car back. It perplexed them all. So the owner finally invited me to a meeting. So I went. He said, you know, you need to pay $2,500 if you want the 2015, because that was the 2014. When we got that car. Oh, no, 2005. It was a 2004. And then they say, if you're going to get a 2005, yeah, because God gives me a new car every 10 years. Okay, so that's why the Mercedes was purchased in 2014, but it's also a 15. It's the same thing. You see, you see how you have to learn yourself. So you won't see me looking for a car because I know it comes in 10 years. Somebody said, well, you know, the Lord can move you to another level where you don't have to wait 10 years. I said, okay, fine. If he moves me, then fine. But at least until then, I know it's 10 years. So it doesn't matter what I see. No, I'm not in the market because every 10 years. And then when I'm driving them, I mean, how can you drive a car for 10 years? The other loan he gave me, 1995 to 2005. Do you know I didn't even change a brake pad? One time I thought that the brake was worn. I was making noise. And when I took it out, it was only half gone because I had washed it and put too much water, and it was squeaky. I didn't even change brake pad. And as soon as I give it to people, all the naturalness will hang out. But I'm saying I don't have any reason even to look for anything else, because once I find it, the glory sits on it, and I never need to fix it. So when the battery died in the Mercedes, I said, wait a minute. I said, okay. First of all, I had to not judge it. Because, you know, I had my opinions about Mercedes. Amen. But, you know, they have all these luxury cars have this thing now where once you stop, it cuts off. And then once you start, it cranks up. If you remove your feet from the brake, it cranks up by itself. Well, so if he keeps cranking and cranking, I said, well, who is going to replace the starter when it breaks? Then they told me that they cranked the Mercedes for 1,000,000 times and the starter didn't go. Okay, but then Nobody talked about the battery. So I discovered that they have a separate battery doing all this cranking. So that's the one that died. So they replaced it under warranty. So guess what I do? The moment I get in the car, I cut that thing off. So I wouldn't need to replace the battery when it runs out of warranty. So my point is, the things don't break down because that glory is carrying it. And so I returned that car, and the guy said I had to pay $2,500 to get the 2005 in 2004. And I gladly paid. And once the car came, I sat in it, the glory descended. Watch this. And from that date till now, you see, nobody has ever looked my way trying to hand me a number or even notice what I'm driving because the glory covers it.
Amen. Amen.
He said that when a man is godly, God can bless other people with things, but God will bless you with himself. Oh, Psalm 91 said, he covers you with his feathers. And under his wings shall thou trust. The greatest treasure is him. That's why whenever there's danger, he tells me, now don't go there. I told you one time, he said, don't go there. To this quick trip in Union City. Three times, so don't go there. Go to the one, Highway 85 by Evander Holyfield. I had to be making the long trip. And then, watch this. Then one night, I was low on gas. I said, I'm not going there at night. God said, no, go. You're fine. You see, he knows when. I'm trying to go during the day. He said, don't go. And now I'm trying to not go at night. He said, no, go. You're free. You see, he knows. Those things are worth more than money.
Yeah.
The enemy won't even find me. Look at this. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be. He said, be in awe. Don't sin.
Amen.
You got a destiny coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got a breakthrough coming. God is delivering us from poverty, from lack, from limitations, from hindrances. We are moving into the billion flow.
Amen.
Increase. Come on, shout it three times.
Increase, increase, increase.
He says, stand in awe of what God is about to do. Stand in awe of who he is. Stand in awe. Don't sin. You're working on your breakthrough. Increase is your destiny. Watch this. Commune with your own heart upon your bed. You see? So you need to give yourself a little time when you wake up to process. What is God telling me today? But if you've been flying in your dreams and demons have been chasing you, when you wake up, say, Lord, what's going on? Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Don't just get up and jump up. He's talking to those of you that keep snoozing. Instead of getting up to pray, the alarm goes off. Let me get 5 more minutes. It goes off again. And then until the last minute, then you jump up. And you just scatter everything. And then rush out. Just look straight ahead. Nobody knows I'm preaching about it. Some of you are looking sideways. Watch this. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust. In other words, whatever the Lord is commanding you to do, just do it. Watch this. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Look at this. Lord, lift thou up the. You notice? He said, when men are hopeless, we know that all we need is your face. Your face. Your face. That's what is in Psalm 67. That's what's in number 6. That's what they discovered. His face. When men are hopeless, they're lacking his face.
Amen.
He said, Lord, all we need is your face. So people are saying, who will show us any good? Lord, all we need, just lift up the light of your countenance. You've kept us for yourself. Hallelujah. Then look at verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart. More than in the time that their corn and their wine. You notice? That's what I told you. He will give them material things, but he will give us first himself. And then everything else will come out of him. They have increased with no joy. We'll have increased with joy. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Come on, let me hit one more before I go to Numbers. Corinthians, number 6. Let's read number 6. 23. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons. I have to run. You catch up with me. Saying, on this wise shall ye bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord do what? And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will, and I will. You notice? He said, make this decree over the people. And I do it every Sunday. He said, make it. He said, the Lord bless you. Listen carefully. And the Lord keep thee. How does he do it? His face. His face. He said, the Lord make his face. You notice? They asked him in Psalms. But God said in Numbers, you decree this.
Yes, Lord, make your face shine upon me and be gracious unto me. We will have the increase with joy. Amen? Amen. What a powerful word today. Thank you so much for joining us. Check out our website at rhfan.com for more information about our ministry. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at rhfan today. Join us for our worship services, Sundays 8 and 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Apostle Chica has a daily devotional, and if you like it, please text us at 22828 with the phrase RHFAN today, one word, and we'll gladly sign you up. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to you, RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chica Anuzo. If your ministry would like to join us in making Easter Sunday the largest celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ ever, call 770-994-5333 or resurrectatl.com. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace and love be with you.
Resurrection, welcome. The Lord is waiting on you.